As we come into the sitting right now, I'm just going to read you a poem that will be helpful as we go through the sitting. This poem, poet's name is Edward Field. And the poem is called Tailspin. So just take your postures and go inward to listen to the poem and let yourself engage with the imagery. And it uses the imagery of an airplane. Tailspin. Going into a tailspin in those days meant curtains. No matter how hard you pulled back on the stick, the nose of the plane wouldn't come up. Spinning round, headed for a target of earth, the whine of death in the wing struts. Instinct made you try to pull out of it that way, by force. And for years, aviators spiraled down and crashed. Who could have dreamed that the solution to this dreaded aeronautical problem was so simple? Every student flyer learns this nowadays. You move the joystick in the direction of the spin. You move the joystick in the direction of the spin. And like a miracle, the plane stops turning and you are in control again. To pull the nose up out of the dive. In panic, we want to push the stick away from the spin, wrestle the plane out of it. But the trick is, as in everything, to go with the turning willingly rather than fight. Give in, go with it, and that way come out of your tailspin whole. Come out of the tailspin hole. So these are wonderful metaphorical instructions for opening to dukkha. And today's practice will be emphasizing as well the compassion that's needed here and using the grain practice, grounding, recognizing, allowing, investigating, and not identifying nature or nurture for the end of rain. And so now taking a wee bit of time to feel very grounded. The feet nicely planted, the legs, the bottom, the hands. Really feel those sensations. And the strength through the torso. So we feel the groundedness from the earth, that unconditional support. Sitting in a dignified way. Head nicely balanced, shoulders back, chest gently lifted in a posture of some courage to meet this life. And then connecting with breathing, having some nice full breaths. And so we can start to experience the uplift that happens with the breathing. We have the uplift from the air, the breathing, and the groundedness from the earth, fully supported by earth and air. letting the breath settle, be as it is. And so to open to dukkha, we need this grounding, this stability. We also need to have a sense of well-being. Perhaps the breath helps here, or some pleasant anchor, perhaps hearing, perhaps it's body scan, maybe it's loving kindness practice. What is your anchor? What do you need as an anchor? And as you choose your anchor, let compassion also guide you. A compassionate attitude. A friendly, compassionate attitude. Do you need to take a few moments for a few phrases of compassion? To invoke a compassionate friend? Or a sense of yourself as a young child? What helps you have this compassionate attitude? And then settling into practice with your chosen anchor, feeling nicely grounded for stability, a pleasant anchor for well-being, and a compassionate attitude as best you can. Noticing other experiences as they show and labeling them. noticing if there's a struggle at all. Is there a struggle? Opening to any points of struggle with a label. Perhaps the very briefest of rain, grain practice, really ground. Recognize it with the label, allow it to be here. Feel it through the body to investigate. And know that it's not all of who you are. It's a conditioned arising. And then returning to your anchor. So we can use grain for any struggles, for any first arrows that should hit us. For any second arrows. Noticing any resistance to what may be showing. The resistance is a second arrow. Can you notice the magnification of the first arrow when there's the second? What happens when you release a second arrow? Can you feel that through the body? Can you feel a sense of freedom with that letting be, that letting go? Offering ourselves compassion, soothing touch, soothing words at any point for any dukkha that shows. Are you able to open to any first arrows and really feel the dukkha of them using grain? Noticing too what it may be like to actually not inflict a second arrow with it. What happens with that? Now, perhaps as we've been practicing, there has been some difficulty, some struggle, some first arrow, maybe coupled with second and third arrows. that has repeatedly shown. And you might want to take a little bit of time to invite in that difficulty using the grain practice, grounding, recognizing with a label, really allowing it to be here for this brief time, and investigating it through the body. All the while nurturing yourself, all the while knowing this is not always so. It's not permanent. It's not all of who I am. It's conditioned arising. So taking this time to invite in and investigate a difficulty with grain. Really noticing if there's something wanting attention, acceptance. In our investigation through the body, we might also ask, is there something I'm believing? Taking another minute or so to wrap up your investigation, your grain practice with this difficulty, and coming back to your anchor, feeling very grounded, stable. Our task with dukkha is to acknowledge that dukkha happens to everybody, and begin to understand it. This is a pathway to liberation for ourselves and others, liberation from suffering. And we do it all with compassion, a kindliness. And so with these last few minutes of our practice, you might care to engage in some compassion phrases for yourself, some soothing touch. Just really tending to ourselves with kindness and care. And wrapping up any compassion practice you've been engaged in. Just feeling into body sitting and fully supported by earth and air. And noticing how you're doing. Appreciating any benefits of the practice, letting them be known and felt. The appreciating how these benefits accrue to ourselves, but also to those whose lives we touch. To the earth itself. May we all be safe. May we all be safe and protected from inner and outer harm. May we all be peaceful. May we all walk a path of peace. And may we all be free from dukkha. May we all be free.